What's up, y'all? It is your girl, Queen Key, on the beat. Yeah, that's right. It's your girl, Queen Key. What is going on, y'all? Today is January the 18th. We have made it to another week. What is going on? What's popping? What's new? You guys, I've been feeling pretty good this year so far. You know, I'm trying to do my best to keep pushing and keep going and to keep this motivation and to keep this spirit. Today, I really wanted to talk about, I kept hearing, what are you so afraid of? What are you afraid of in 2024? What's stopping you? Why aren't you motivated? Why aren't you pushing to be the best you that you could be? So you know what? We're going to go ahead and hop right into this episode, y'all, because I just got some things that I want to drop and share with y'all. So let's go ahead, grab your popcorn, grab your juice, grab your pop. And then don't forget to share this episode and this podcast with a friend, with a family members. Share it, and push it out, you guys. Let's go ahead and hop right into this episode. Okay, y'all. So, your girl, Queen Key, before I actually hop right into talking about what are you so afraid of, I just want to say for the year of 2024, we are only about 2 to 3 weeks into this year. And the podcast, you guys, round of applause, has hit over 2,000 plays. I am so excited. I am so proud. You guys, that almost made me want to shed a little tear a little bit. But, you know, I appreciate you guys so much. And I know I left y'all hanging, but your girl is back. Your girl is strong. And let's go ahead, because I know there's some things that I want to talk about, that I want to say, you know, that's been holding me back, that's been stopping me. But we not sad this year, y'all. We not depressed. We not allowing anything to steal our joy. Because in the Bible, it says the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we not letting nothing or nobody steal our joy. We are not allowing anything to stop us from what we need to do this year. Okay, y'all. So y'all know I always start the podcast off with a question. I make you close your eyes. I make you think. The question that I want to ask you is what I've been saying. What are you so afraid of? What is hindering you? What is stopping you from progressing? Is it, think about it. I want you to really, really, really think about it. Write it down. And when you do, look at that paper or look at that list in your head and figure out exactly what is it that you are scared of. And I remember my friend telling me that. It was an ex that told me that. Like, Keisha, what are you so afraid of? Because there was so much shit going on in my life in 2023 that it just felt like fear was a big impact of my life. Not even just in 2023, but like literally apart, even in my adult life, I feel like fear has been a very big thing. Fear of rejection, fear of not being accepted, fear of what other people think and their opinions of how they feel. And I really had to think about it. I really had to really sit and marinate on it like, man, what am I afraid of? Like, what am I really scared of? Because to be honest, you guys have heard my stories in the past on my podcast, in the past episodes From season one all the way up until season six, I have talked to you guys about different trials, different obstacles, different eras in my life where I've been scared. And I would probably say that this year, I don't have it anymore. I don't have it in me to be scared or to be nervous. What they say, that phrase say, a closed mouth don't get fed. The least a person can say is either yes to this or that or no. And if they say no to whatever it is, then it wasn't meant for you. But what are you really scared of? Are you scared of loving again? Are you scared of starting over again? Are you scared of getting back up again? What is it? Because plenty of times I really felt like last year, like it was over with for me. Like I really felt like a lot of things, a lot of different situations that I went through last year, I just really felt like, you know what, like I held back a lot. I didn't say too much. I didn't speak my mind in a lot of different situations, whether it came to family, friendships, relationships, my life, what I want, my goals. And it was just like, man, what am I going to do? It's just me. Like, you are just one person. And you are really trying to sit there and figure out, like, man, this life, like, this world is scary. I'm not going to lie to y'all. The world that we live in is scary. But it's all up to you to block it all out. Yes, it's scary. Yes, we live in a world where people don't give a fuck about you. Let's just keep it real. I know y'all like, oh, dear Queen Key. Queen Key, like, girl, no, let's keep it a buck all the way 150, you know? Like, we live in a world where people don't care. We live in a world where people manipulate. We live in a world where we have to walk on edge. And a few things that happened to me last year, like, it put me in a box, like, literally. It put me in a box, and it made me not want to come out of that box. And I was depressed, and that one particular situation, after everything happened, I felt like I was really going downhill. I'm just like, I'm scared. I don't trust nobody. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. And my life, I was waking up drinking. I was going to sleep drinking. I was drinking during the day. And a lot of y'all know, like, I drink, but I'm not a drinker. And a lot of us can relate to that. That when we go through things, when we lose somebody, when something happens, or again, like, we just in that state of mind where we're in this shell and we don't know how to come out of it. And I knew that drinking all day wasn't going to help get me out of what I was going through and what I was dealing with and what I was facing. And so I had to tell myself, like, girl, get up. What did T.D. Jakes' daughter, Sarah, she has a sermon called Girl, Get Up. And I kept hearing that, like, girl, get up, like, stop, like, snap out of it. And it's like, why are you so afraid of what people think? And growing up and knowing me, like, that's exactly who I was. I was always scared of what people thought of me. I was always scared of what somebody would think of me. And even though y'all know, y'all try to put on this tough act like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about what nobody care about me or what they think about me or what they say about me. But about 50% of y'all actually do care. And that's what stops y'all. That's what prevents y'all from growing. That's what prevents you from moving on. That's what prevents you from breaking out to be the best version of you that you could be. So what are you afraid of? So let me just break it down for y'all. So like I told y'all a couple minutes ago, I used to always be afraid of what people thought about me. I used to always be scared of how someone would feel. And that is my biggest thing, is I keep a lot of stuff inside. I keep a lot of things held in because I feel like if I say something or if I speak on it, it's going to be a problem, or this person is not going to like it, or the world is not going to see it how I see it. So let me just not say anything and let me just keep it all bottled up. The next thing was fear of rejection and acceptance. And when I thought about it, it all replayed and went back to my trauma. It all went back to things that were triggering me. Why am I scared of acceptance? Why am I scared to come out and speak on anything because of rejection and because of not knowing the outcome of what it will be? And so this year, I really don't want to allow fear to be the biggest part of my life. And I don't want fear to be something that's going to stop you guys. So what's stopping you? Is it your family, your friends, the people that's in your life? Let me tell you, the people that is in your circle that are around you, if you can't be vulnerable, if you can't speak, if you can't say how you feel, if you can't do any of that, maybe you need to rethink those friends. Maybe you need to rethink those people that are in your life. Are they really helping you or are they hindering you? Okay, that probably just went over some of y'all heads, but let me say that again. Are these people in your life helping you or are they hindering you? Think about it. Are they taking and taking and taking and not giving and not pouring back into you? Is that what you are afraid of? That you give so much out, that you put so much out into this world that you're not going to get it back? Or are you afraid that the goals or the things that you desire or the things that you want, it won't make it? You won't have it. Are you afraid of yourself? Huh, that's a good one. Are you afraid of yourself? I really had to think about that, y'all, for real. Like, am I afraid of my own self? Am I afraid of my own abilities, my own power, my own strength? Let me tell y'all, fear and being afraid can break you. And it's up to you on how you step out. It's up to you on what you allow. Is it the negativity? Is it your mind overthinking? Are you scared that you won't be the best version of yourself? Are you scared that you won't be up to your full potential? Y'all know, me and my friend, we talk about a lot of things. It's like we see eye to eye on so many things. And I know he's going to listen to this. We see eye to eye on so many things. And it's just like, sometimes you got to have that person that's in your life that's going to be like, look, Key, like, look, I know you've been through a lot of stuff, and I know this, and situation A, B, and C, and D has happened, but get up. Maybe you need somebody that's going to push you. You need somebody that's going to motivate you. You need somebody that's going to give you determination. And that's what I kept hearing in my heart too. Determination, determination, determination. You can't have none of these attributes. You can't have motivation. You can't have determination. You can't have nothing good when you are afraid, when you are scared. And it's okay that you are afraid. But now you have to take a risk. Y'all know that episode that I talked about a couple seasons ago about being a risk taker. Be a risk taker. What's the worst that can happen? So yeah, take that risk. A lot of y'all are probably thinking, okay, what have you done to be a risk taker? Okay. Fresh out of high school, just graduated, 2014, May of 2014, just graduated high school. And some of y'all know I went to a private school, you know, and that's a whole different backstory, but graduated and everything. And I felt like I needed to get away. I felt like I needed something fresh. I needed something new. And then it was like, okay, like I'm, you know, I'm 17, 18 years old, you know, I'm ready, you know. And it was just supposed to be for like a summer thing. I wanted to get a summer job and just live out there and have fun, you know, and, you know, basically just do me and learn new things, you know. And it went from the summer to me, I ended up pushing my time out further. I'll come home during this time. And then it was like, okay, well, I'll come home during this time. And then it was like, you know what? I might as well just live out here. So then it went from just a summer thing to my life, a whole different change. And I was there for 5 years. And you guys, that was brand new for me. You know, that was my risk. That was my thing. I ended up getting signed up for college. I was like, you know what? I might as well go to school, figure out what it is that I wanted to do with my life. And yes, along with taking that risk came falls. Had a lot of downfalls, a lot of different things that occurred during that time frame while I was there. But it also made me the woman that I am today. And without going through what I went through, and it wasn't all bad. I had good times out there as well. And the good outweighs the bad, you know, it's how you see it. And I see my bad as my lessons, as my blessings in disguise. And I see it as something that woke me up. And then I took that risk and I came back home. Graduated, and right around COVID had just started to hit. So I ended up moving back home. That was always the plan, you know. But then it makes me think sometimes I wish I was still there because, you know, of the peace, you know. But that was my risk. And that's a part of my story. That is a part of my past. And that is something that is a part of me. And you guys are like, okay, so was you scared? Yes, I was scared. Yes, I didn't have my granny. I didn't have that close immediate family that I was, you know, here in Chicago compared to Michigan, you know. So it was like you had to learn people. You had to learn personalities. You had to learn people, actions, and ways for who they were. And It was a very interesting journey of my life. And I think that each journey that starts and ends is for a reason. And so, you guys, because I want this to be a part two.
want to get part one out here. So part two will be dropping really, really, really soon. I want to let this sit and marinate and then come back around to this. I want there to be a part two because there's another part to this that I would love to speak on, you know. So I really want to thank you all for listening and for being a part of this episode, being a part of this journey. Like I said, we have made it to 2,000 views, 2,000 plays. And I got to go back over some more things and look at some different things. But the podcast is growing. The podcast is expanding. And it's all because of you guys. So I thank you so much for being a part of Queen Key Talks and being a part of this ride and being a part of this journey. And it's been bumpy, but we are here. So don't forget to share this podcast with somebody. Interact, you know, you guys, let me know what is it that you guys like. Let me know what it is that you want for me and how we can connect and get more things branded and get more things for the podcast, because at the end of the day, there wouldn't be no podcast without you all. So that is a wrap for this episode. You guys make sure to go listen to the prior episode as well. Exciting things. There's some new stories. I'm going to start, before I actually close this out, I want to also throw in here that I will be doing random story times on here as well, you know, switching it up. So I love you guys. Your girl, Queen Key, on the beat, is out. Peace. Catch y'all next time.